have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise the Lord. It is a thankful Thursday, a Thursday, and I'm thankful. I am just honored to be sharing with you guys on today. I give God the praise. I give him the glory. I give him the honor, for God is worthy of it all. Hey, friends, I pray I'm coming through okay because I know my power was down a little bit on my line, but we're going to try and speak clearly with the power that I do have. As I try and move forward, I have some great things to say today to you, so I do want you to keep your ears right here. If you would, you love somebody like a good girlfriend, call her up, your sister, whatever. Tell them, hey, listen, check out this podcast. It's going to have something positive, whether it's positive voice, positive vision, and positive vibes. Oh, yes, right here. My name is Loretta Petit, and this is The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. You know, I like to always start with the word from the Lord. And, of course, the Bible tells us in Matthew, that is the New Testament, chapter number 11 and verse 28. Jesus speaks these words. How do I know? It's a red letter Bible. And whatever Jesus has said, it's in red letters. So here we go. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So to break it all down, go to the Lord with your burden, everything that's weighing you down, that's heavy for you, my friends. He says he's going to give you rest. He's going to give you peace in the midst of that storm. Oh, yes. So before we get started with the content that I have for you today, let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we come to thank you today for this blessed opportunity. We honor you with every fiber of our being. And we ask right now for a purging of our hearts that we'd be able to receive. Father, we thank you right now. Dear God, we thank you for helping us to be able to adjust our attitudes, to be able to put our emotions in check so we can get our jobs done. We thank you, Lord God, that we did not walk away, oh God, into the hands of the enemy. We thank you that we didn't stray yet. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have a hedge of protection around us, and that you are so faithful to us, and that you love us, oh God, with an everlasting love. We thank you today. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. May I say something, Father? May I have your approval to say something that's going to touch a soul, touch a life, change a course of action even. In the name of Jesus, you get all the glory, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So once again, good people, this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I am backtracking because I want you to know that this is a place of positive vision, the voice, and positive vibe. You got me? Great. So that's what we do here. And, of course, today I want to talk about how to still find that victory, guys, when it looks like victory just won't come. How to find that victory in your life, my sister, when it seems like everything is trying to get a yes. Yep, how to do that, how to stay right there and see the hand of the Lord move on your behalf. There's some things, of course, that we can do as well, right? I'll talk a little bit about some of the things we can do to make our negative situation turn into a positive one, because, you know, whatsoever we say yes to, loose on earth, God said his word, and loose it in heaven. Whatsoever things we bind on earth, the Lord says that it's going to be bound in heaven. So we've got to know how to use the tools in our arsenal, right? Before we get to that, I wanted to give a shout out to everybody celebrating a birthday today, this week. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Of course, I honored my brother. He was born this month. He passed away in 2018, but I thank the Lord. We never found the person who killed my brother, but I don't want to dwell on the negative. I never thought I could live with a stat like that or data like that or facts like that, but the Lord has given me peace in the midst of it all, and God says, hey, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Hey, I'm leaning on that. But he was born this month, so I want to, of course, dedicate this podcast to his memory Maurice June Petit. I love my brother like a rock, my big brother. All righty then, big brother. I was a big one. He was a small one. I was a tall one. He was a short one. Funny stuff, but he was the oldest. All right, I want to send a shout-out to everybody that's celebrating the wedding anniversary in the month of September. A happy wedding anniversary to you. Keep it together. Keep it together. And if you have any other kind of anniversary, you know, sometimes you may recognize the fact that this is your baptismal anniversary or when you joined your ministry or whatever, or when you started pastoring or whatever the case may be, happy anniversary to you. And while I'm saying that, this is the month I joined my current ministry so many moons ago. Oh, my God. Over 40 years ago, I joined my current ministry. 1979, it was in the month of September. So, my goodness, happy anniversary to me, right? just about. But anyway, got that out the way. Today is a National Book Day. It's something about books. I love being around books. I can't explain it. You know how people hoard and they have to get rid of stuff because they have too many, or the stuff's been there too long, it's dry rot, or whatever the case may be. It's hard for me. Now, I can give you my dresses, my pants, my blouses. I can unload some of that. I can unload furniture. I can unload little appliances. I can unload that stuff a little bit easier than I can unload a book. So it's hard for me. I have so many books that my home can't even contain them all. They're in storage, for real. I kid you not. I have so many books. Something about me and books. I love books. Today is National Book Day, and maybe you can, you know, still get your order in on Amazon, order your nice book. And nothing like a good book for me. It's raining outside now. I like to curl up with a good book and just enjoy reading. And reading brought me through as a little girl because I was not allowed to go outside while Mom slept. Mom was sleeping all during the day. I'm inside watching the kids through the window playing kickball and whatever. And after I got tired of being in that position, kneeling on the bed, looking out the window, then I retreated back into the house, opened up a book that took me around the world. You know, I would read about people in this country or that country and little girls and how they live their lives and things like that. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So it's always been a thing with me and books. But I said all that to say, grab a book. It's National Book Day. Tomorrow is International Literacy Day, connected to dignity and human rights for all people. All people should have that opportunity to read and be literate. So tomorrow is International Literacy Day. If you know someone who struggles to read, find them some help or help them yourself. Don't let them go through life consistently struggling. Give up yourself. That's what ministry is about. Give up yourself. Alrighty then. So having said that, let's get into the meat of what we're talking about today. In the midst of going through, in the midst of the challenges that we face, sometimes the money's funny, the change is strange. Sometimes we're lonely. Our husband has left us, or, you know, our significant other, or we feel like, okay, our kids have grown up and they've all gone on their own and we're left all alone. And then you say, well, you know, I don't do anything. I just go to work and go home. I go to church and go home. I don't do anything. But my question is, why? Why? Why don't you do something with these wonderful years that God has given you, these wonderful months and weeks and days? And, you know, why not? I love being inside. I'm a homebody as well. I love sitting in front of the TV. I love, you know, just chilling. But guess what? I tell myself every so many days or maybe a couple of weeks, I say, you need to shake a leg. You haven't been out. You haven't done anything. You need to go somewhere, even if I go to a museum. Now, yesterday was my Starbucks day. I said, okay, I'm going to sit in Starbucks today because I just need something different done, not to do it better away from home, because when I'm home, the dishes are calling me. The floor needs to be swept or mopped, or something needs to be moved back to this location where it's assigned. Just all kinds of things are talking to me when I'm at home, calling my attention to this and that and the other. So I said, no, I have a deadline. I got to get this done. So I went to Starbucks. Every night you need to do that. Sometimes I want to walk through a museum or an art gallery. You know, that's my thing. People run home to go and grab them a cocktail. I could do a mocktail, but I don't do cocktails. But I, you know, trying to sweat nobody. I'm just simply saying, for me, it doesn't work. For me, that's not my thing. Sometimes I just might want to go drive down Magazine Street, in my city. Magazine Street is like in the old community kind of, and they have entrepreneurs up and down that street, all kind of shops, from antique shops to this reality stars T-shirt shop. There's all kinds of stuff on Magazine Street. Sometimes I just want to drive down that street, or maybe I want to park and walk a little bit. So every now and then I get out. So I want to say to you, find that you're just going through life on autopilot. I automatically get up, automatically take my shower, automatically make this coffee, automatically get my clothes on, automatically just run out the house, go do what I got to do, blah, 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 drab, drab, drab. Finish with that autopilot, says, okay, now it's time to go home. Then I just come on home, kick my shoes off, wait on it, get into something comfortable, and sit down in front of the TV or whatever. Autopilot. Nothing sad is happening to you. Nothing. Why? And don't say, oh, because it's money. Everything's high. Yeah. Oh, Lord, everything's high. Whatever is priced is high. But everything doesn't have a price. The only cost it's going to cost you is some of your time. It's going to cost that, of course. And maybe some of your sleep, because you may be a sleepy hit like me, like borderline narcoleptic. But, hey, I'm a life learner. I want to know a little bit more about art. I want to know a little bit more about art galleries. I want to know a little bit more about museums. I want to know a little bit more about fishing. I want to know a little bit more about sailing. But I want to know a lot about it. I don't plan to go sailing. And I don't plan to go fishing. But if they're teaching, it might just spark my attention, because I love fish. But I don't want any. I don't want to ever have fish in my house ever again. I went through a traumatic situation with that. But I still like fish. My favorite thing, of course, I don't know, is a cat, right? I love cats. But I love birds, too. I'm somehow going to get them to coexist in my house at some point. But, yeah, take yourself out. So if that's your case, if you're on autopilot, and if you find that you're not enjoying life, you would be surprised at the number of people that are not enjoying life. They say, I got to stay at this job because I got to make that money. I got to put that investment on the side. I got to take care of my family. But they're not happy. So that's why a lot of marriages dissolve, because the person that's doing all that hard work to invest and to take care of home, you know, they're not happy. They're not happy. And when you're not happy, you do things grudgingly. When you're not happy, sometimes you can become bitter. You can become overwhelmed and take your own life. So, you know, hey, God wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy our seconds, our minutes. He wants us to enjoy these things, our days, our weeks. He wants us to do that. Okay? So the first thing I want to say is pursue activities with no end goal. And I'm borrowing that. I'm borrowing that thought with my own content. Pursue activities with no end goal. Like I said, I go to the museum. I go to art galleries. Am I really looking for something in particular? No, not at all. I'm just going looking at the painting on the wall. I'm going to look at, you know, how pretty it is or how wonderful. How much does it really cost? I might want to take one home. Then when I see four digits, I'm like, oh, no. We're going to leave that right here. But I have no end goal. I just get out and I expose myself to things. Sometimes I might want to walk through a premier hotel lobby downtown because they have it fixed up so nicely, especially around holidays. They have things, you know, they have some goings on in there. So I want to go and see. So what I'm saying is take yourself out. Enjoy life. You know, let's just smell the coffee. Go outside and smell the flowers, too. Okay? So that's a great, great thing to do. Go and enjoy what is out there. Okay? For the fun of it. The next thing I want to encourage you to do is not bog down yourself. People may ask a lot of you. And you may, you know, at early on, let me just, I use myself for an example early on, because I came up, first of all, because I came up extremely shy and I was made fun of because of my complexion. I'm dark, you know, that was before people realized how beautiful we are. They didn't like themselves, so they would talk about me because of my shade or too darker. I never knew there were people darker than me. That's the funniest of all, because I had never met anyone that was darker than me. I guess my dad was, but I just, you know, I don't know. I thought he was the end all. You know, I never saw a younger person that was darker than me. So they made me start feeling bad about myself as well, because I'm like, I'm dark. But now that I've seen shades darker than me, I realize I'm really not that dark. Crazy how people can plant things into your mind. Well, anyway, I'm saying all that to say that after so many years and, you know, God started burning the shyness out of me, a little bit at a time, people started, you know, migrating toward me. And because I'm a life learner and I always knew that I just wanted to absorb. I was always hungry for knowledge. I want to know. And so when I you know, got to a place in an office, somebody that was, I think, more astute than me, clerically or administratively, I paid attention to them. I gleaned from them, and I learned everything I could learn. So when you needed a go-to person, I was it. They were calling me for this, for that, for the other, because I knew it all, because I taught myself. I learned, and I asked questions sometimes. I'm like that now. I know a lot about things, and I don't broadcast that, but I just do. People that know me, they'll call and ask me about this, that, and the other. But the other thing is I'm resourceful, because if I don't know it, I know how to find it 9 times out of 10. Well, anyway, I can find information. I don't mean I can find help for everything, but I can find information research-wise. So people started asking me, calling me. They needed me. They wanted me. I want you to be a part of this. Oh, I need you to come on. Could you come do this? And so I felt good about being needed because of the past I came from. You know, being the one that was always heckled, or the one that was always treated unfairly, or treated like I was less than, you know. And now I'm at a place in my life where people are needing me. They're calling me. They want me. They want to be with me. They want to be around me. So I was feeling good about that. But, you know, after I continued to mature and understood, I'm like, well, every answer doesn't have to be yes. Because what I found out is, you know, people will use you and use you and use you until they use you up. I think there was a song. But I don't mean use you to be negative necessarily, but there's only so much one person can do. So I had to learn the word, I'm not going to be able to. In other words, no. I had to learn how to say it. I couldn't just come out and say no. That wasn't my personality. So I had to say, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. I got something else going on that day, or I have somewhere to go. I got my kids. I can't leave them at home. So I had to, like, you know, bow out real, real gracefully. But as I got older, I don't have a problem with saying, nope, I ain't going to be able to do it. But thanks for inviting me. I appreciate that. Still grateful, still kind. But I know that me and the word no, we're good. So the second thing I want to say to you is don't get overwhelmed by everybody's event. Everybody's got an event. Everybody's got something special coming up, it seems anyway. Everybody got something they want you to come to. Everybody. And you're working 5 days a week, and your Saturday is taking up with everybody's events, and your Sunday you got church, and if you got something after church, before you know it, your body has been rested, and you're right back at work again. So enjoy life. It makes it a little bit more enjoyable when you can say no to have some me time, to say no to do something that you want to do. Spend some time, you know, in your Bible, or spend some time on a treadmill, or spend some time with an ice cream cone. Sometimes you just want to sit in a park bench. Pencil you in. As a matter of fact, pin you in. Okay? So don't get overwhelmed. Sometimes you can say no. It's okay. They will still love you tomorrow. And, of course, like I said first, find something to do that has no end goal and learn how to say no. Now, also, to really enjoy life and come off of autopilot and learn how to laugh a little and to learn how to do some of the things you always put on a back burner. Hey, you know, I like to sew, but I haven't sewn in years. I look at my sewing machine, I get this wonderful feeling all over me. I said, I got to take the sewing machine out of my garage, put it in the house, because I need to get back to it. And every time I see outfits, I'm thinking to myself, thinking about the dark sitting, I'm thinking about the seams, I'm thinking about the elastic around the waist of the zipper. I'm creating this outfit in my head. I'm seeing the layers of interface that may have to go into that jacket. I'm looking at how it needs to be pleated or it needs to be, you know, shirted. I'm looking at all of these things and in my mind and creating. I got to get back to that. But I don't know what your creativity is, the things that you enjoy, but sometimes you're going to have to just go on and get back to that. Your thing might be painting. It might be drawing with ink. It may be drawing with a shading with charcoal. I don't know. You may want to do different mediums, like taking a lemon peel and rubbing it on the canvas to get your, you know, your watercolor looking yellow. I don't know. But people do all kinds of things. You know, find out what it is that really brings that warm feeling back to your heart. I like making jewelry, even though the jewelry I sell is not the jewelry I make. I like making jewelry. I want to learn pottery. I mean, the list goes on. I'm a life learner. That's what it is, okay? But I want to say to you, find out what that thing is that really gives you that warm feeling and do that. I remember when I made these bracelets, myself and my granddaughter, we just sat at the table. We made bracelets after bracelets after bracelets after bracelets. And she wore several of them. I wore several of them. We gave some to my daughter, to my other granddaughter. We just enjoyed it. It was a family-like activity. Me and her had a great time. The other thing is, don't compare yourself to other people. Don't. You know, I appreciate their talent, but I'm a different kind of talent. Yeah, we may do the same thing, but I do it uniquely. I do it my way. They do it their way. So don't compare yourself. You know, maybe things you say, oh, man, they got to do that. I wish I could do that. That's okay. God, could you create a way for me to do that if that's not going against your will for my life? Pray that prayer. Ask him. Okay? Ask him. So, yes, find time to do some of those things that you really, really enjoy. And don't compare yourself to other people. Let me tell you, the story people put out there, they put a story out there and have you believe that their life is all done in a bag of chips. Many times you're seeing the best of their lives. Just seeing them on social media, just seeing them on Facebook or on Twitter, I mean on Instagram, you know, just seeing that's the best of their life, that moment. Because you don't know, sometimes they're going back to chaos. They just took a moment to take a selfie or scan that room in that time. And, you know, so don't compare yourself. You don't know what people are dealing with. You know, they look shiny and new on camera, but you don't know what they're going through, what they're dealing with, okay? And always have that self-talk. I talk to myself. I remind myself, girl, you better pick that up. You got to go wash those dishes. They can't sit there overnight. And it looks like when I say that to myself, I get the motivation to do it. I can think it. But when I say it to myself, it's kind of like, okay, now you put the stamp on the envelope. Get up and get it done. Right? So speak to yourself about the things you need. Take care of the things you need to handle. The things that you want to get around to. Speak it out into the atmosphere. It's kind of like the atmosphere applauds what you said and help you to get it done. I mean, that's my creative imagination. It's like when you speak it into the atmosphere, it's like the atmosphere claps their hands, claps its hands, and applauds you and help you to get it done. So those are things I want to leave with you today. In the midst of your challenges, you know, like I said, your money can be funny, your change can be strange. Hey, find City Park to be a blessing. Whatever City Park, your zoo, you may not even get in to see the animals without the money, but your zoo should have a place where you can sit and enjoy the breeze, enjoy the trees, with a good book or whatever. And I know you say, oh, these times are dangerous. I can't go out there and read anymore because I got to look to the left, I got to look to the right, I got to look behind me, I got to look underneath the bench. True, I get that. But be like a bird. You can get some of that reading in. A bird takes a couple of nibbles and look up, another couple of nibbles and look up, another couple of nibbles and look up. Hey, I know it might be frustrating for you, but if you want to enjoy, you know, the open heaven, just sit out there in the park somewhere. Enjoy your day. Just sit there with your ice cream cone, honey, or whatever you want to do. But work yourself in and speak to yourself about getting some things done. All right, tonight, but I do thank you for checking it out. Please check out all of my podcasts. And I want to give a shout-out to the Elation family of podcasters, the praying women, the preaching women. And then I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Kimmy Kim, my awesome producer. Thank you for all that you do for us. I pray God for you. And on that note, guys, don't forget to reach out to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That is my email address, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I hope to hear from you. This is the place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. Oh, yes. And this is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. My name is Loretta Petite, and I pray that you have an amazing day. Bye-bye.